Praise the Lord. Happy to be out. Amen. Such a privilege. Let's all stand, if you will. Let's go before Him in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful once again, Lord, for the desire, Lord, together amongst your saints, Lord, and praise your wonderful name together, Lord. Lord, we just appreciate everything you've done for us. And Lord, such a beautiful day today, Lord, just such a blessing. Lord, you bless us with so many things in so many different ways, Lord, and we just appreciate it. Lord, we ask you to bless us with your presence once again this night. Everything that's said and done be for your glory and your honor. We'll give you all the praise. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray these things. Amen. You may be seated. You know, a couple new songs I'd like to practice or sing tonight. It's a loose leaf in the back of your bench, I think. Amen. Magnify the Lord with me. I sought the Lord, and He answered me, and delivered me from every fear. Those who look on Him are radiant. They'll never be ashamed. They'll never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard me and saved me from my enemy. The Son of God surrounds His saints. He will deliver them. He will deliver them. Oh, exalt His name together, glorify the Lord with me. Come, exalt His name forever. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, blessed is who hides in Him. Oh, fear the Lord. Oh, all ye saints, He'll give you everything. He'll give you everything. Magnify the Lord with me. Let exalt His name together. Magnify the Lord with me.
exalt his name together. Glorify the Lord with me. Come exalt his name forever. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He'll give you everything. He'll give you everything. Hallelujah. Amen. Hasn't he given us everything? Amen. He is good. Hallelujah. Exalt his name. Praise his name. Amen. Show him you really mean it. Amen. Love that little song. Amen. Got another one right here beside it. The Heart of Worship. Amen. Saints, just think. It don't matter who's standing up here leading song service. Does it? If you bring it with you through that door every night and give it your heart. Amen. Amen. Getting back to the heart of worship. What is worship? Worshiping our Heavenly Father. Not worshiping man. We're not relying on man to pump us up. Amen. You might not like to hear that, but it's the truth. We're here to worship God. When I come through that door, it's on my heart to worship God. Amen. I don't care if they sing the same song every night. Are you going to sing it with everything that's in you? You're singing to Him. He knows your heart. If you're not, you never will. Come through that door with a burning desire in your heart to praise Him. Not anybody else. Not who's sitting beside you. Who hears you? God hears you. Amen. And when we learn that, we'll have a good song service. Every service. Whoever's up here. Amen. Amen anyway. Amen. The heart of worship. That's what we want to get back to right there. Amen. Not picking on each other and finding fault with each other. We're here for God and God alone. Amen. Let's clean our own doorstep and we'll all make it in together. Amen. Now listen to this little song. Keep this little song in your heart this week. Been burning in my heart. Amen. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth. That will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you. King of endless words, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. When it's all about you, it's all about you. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's a word that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless words, no one could express how much you deserve. Amen. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you. When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, amen, that will bless your heart, amen. I'll bring you more than a song, hallelujah, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within. God knows our hearts. Through the way things appear, you can make it look good. You're looking into our hearts. If we all sing this song every day, I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's not who hears me. It's not how beautiful I sing. It's not who sees me. I've been like that for 20 years. It's about singing to God and with all your heart, giving it everything you got. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. You know, I used to sit back there and I didn't appreciate it. I appreciate it more now than I ever have. I'm going to sing with all my heart and I'm going to give God everything I got, whether I'm up here or I'm back there, because I've realized what I've been. If everybody gives all they got, God will be pleased. Amen? Amen. God will be pleased. When it's all about Him, it's all about you, Jesus. Now think who we're singing to. The King of endless worth. No one could express how much you deserve, Lord. Amen. Though I'm weak and poor, sometimes we think we're really something, you know? We really do. I'm everything. I don't ever do nothing wrong, but my brother and sister, they got all kind of mistakes. I only see their mistakes. I don't see mine. God don't see none of them if you're bride. All I have is yours. Every single breath. Think of the message. Amen. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, thank the Lord. Through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. Amen. Think of that, saints. That song means a lot right there. If we really get back to the heart of worship, everything will change. Everything will change. Amen. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Amen. You willing to make that your song? Amen. You might think, well, I praise the Lord pretty good. You know, God knows our hearts. Laid this song upon my heart. I've been wanting to sing it. Really struck my heart, me personally. Changed my heart, Lord. Let me praise you in spirit and in truth. Not so the person beside me can hear me and how good I sing. Not so they can see me come to church all dressed nice and pretty and I'm an angel singing. We come here to sing to Him and to hear His word. Amen. Didn't mean to step on toes. This is how I feel. This is why I said it. This is for me. Hope it can help somebody else. I'm not just here to lead song service, saints. I'm not. I'm here to praise God. I'm not here to lead song service so you can see me. Like our pastor said, I wish there was a box right here so you couldn't see me. I'm singing to God. I'm not singing to you. You're not singing to me. Amen? Yes. Amen. Brother Ames, would you take up the offering? Amen. Help us, Lord.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, truly, we are so thankful for Thy grace and Thy mercy in our lives.
Yes.
Thank You for all You've done for us, Lord. You are worthy of all of our praise. Lord, we give it all
yes.
back to You.
Amen.
Thank You, for Lord, for everything. Thank You for the desire in our hearts to draw closer to You this night, Lord. Lord, as Your word comes forth, may our hearts and minds be open to receive the portion You have for us. May it shine forth in our lives. Lord, once more we ask that You'll bless this offering. Lord, may it be used for the upbuilding of Thy kingdom.
Yes.
We commit all into Thy hands. We ask it in Thy precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Magnify the Lord with me. Amen. A little chorus. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Amen. Oh, blessed Lamb of Calvary. Oh, your His grace for
Amen.
Oh, glory. with me. Amen. Hallelujah. For his grace is full and free. Amen. Anybody got a need upon their heart tonight? Amen. We ask Brother DeLong if he'd take their quest, if he would.
Gracious Lord, thank you, Lord. Appreciate your love and mercy and grace.
Hallelujah.
Lord, and we pray tonight, Father, that everyone who's gathered in here tonight, Lord, that truly the desire of their heart will be to praise you and worship you, Lord, and to obey your word and to draw closer and closer unto you, Lord. And this hour in which we live, Lord, I believe you are desiring, Lord, that your people, your elect, predestinated people, Lord, yes, in this hour, would be manifesting the very literal life of Jesus Christ in this hour.
Amen.
We pray tonight, Father, that you remember those that are sick and afflicted tonight. We pray, Lord, for the Paul Simmons tonight, Lord.
Yes, amen.
Thy God, that
yes, dear Lord,
fit to reach down and touch your Lord. And
yes,
raise her up, Lord, as a witness and a testimony in this hour, Lord. We, my God, we seem to forget, Lord, that you're still a miracle-working God.
Amen.
In this hour, Lord. You haven't changed a bit, Lord. And we pray, Father, for every need, Lord, wherever, Father, and whatever it might be, whether it be a spiritual need or a physical need or a material need, we pray that you meet it and may it bring glory and honor unto thy name. And we ask thy blessing upon the word tonight and henceforth.
Amen.
May that you anoint the speaker, Lord, and anoint the words that he speaks, my God. And it might stir our hearts, Lord, to a closer walk with you. We ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated if you like. Let's sing a little chorus on 323. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Amen. It was told that he would come, and the race he would run, it would end. Thank you, Lord.
Precious Lord, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. How we appreciate you, Lord, and all that you've done for us and how you was nailed on that tree for us, Lord. How we're so thankful for the great price that you paid for us. For that is what set us free in this hour, Lord, to know and understand these great things. We ask again tonight now, Lord, that you would open our heart to the Word of God. Lord, we've come here and we've worshiped and we've lifted our hands and praised you, Lord, for all that you've done. Now, Father, we look forward to what you'll do for us even tonight. As we ask now, thy will be done as we commit ourselves unto thee for service. Just have your preeminence in all things as our desire, Lord. We ask in your precious holy name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. You may be seated. Amen. Now, we'd like to go back into that little message we was in this morning. And before we do, I'd kind of like to add to what Brother Josh was saying there and kind of reinforce him a little bit. And, you know, worship is a something precious God has blessed us to be able to do. And he provided a way for us. And I just want to renew your mind back to, again, what the prophet said. You know, in God's provided place of worship. You know, that provided place that he has given us is through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then as the scripture says here in St. John 3, or 4, I'm sorry. Of course, he was talking about this situation here come up with the woman at the well. And then our Lord Jesus began to explain some things to the little woman. In 20th verse, he says, our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father, now listen, seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And again, that place is through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's where your true worship comes from, you see. And the prophet said in the Church Age book, page 47. It's strange that I brought this with me tonight. But the prophet said in page 47 of the Church Age book, he said, Then the most of them go to church on Sunday. That is good. But even there they have no idea how to approach God and how to worship him. Jesus said, The true worship was in spirit and in truth. John 4:24, but what kind of worship can you get in a church that knows so little of God? It puts up Santa Claus at Christmas and bunnies and Easter. Where did they get that? They got it from pagans and made it part of church doctrine. But when one turns to the Lord and is filled with the Holy Ghost, Oh, he ceases from all such things. He has a rest in his soul. He really begins to live and love God and worship him. Amen. So there's the true worshipers, you know, in spirit and in truth, filled with the Holy Ghost. That's your true worship, you see. And I'll assure you, if you've got the true baptism Holy Ghost, you will worship God just exactly how God wants to be worshiped. You will be very sensitive of the moving of the Holy Spirit. You will know exactly what God wants at that very moment, because it's the Christ that's in you that's leading you and guiding you. Amen. All righty. Let's turn our Bibles, if you'd like to turn with me, and if you'd like to stand with me, we'll read our scripture reading. And again, we want to go back in this message, as I said, this morning. And this is in the book of Matthew, 16th chapter. And we'll, to save a little time, we'll start about the 21st verse. And again, we realize what's going on here and what Peter was about to say. But 21st verse of 16th chapter, book of Matthew. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall man give in exchange for his soul? May God bless reading his word, and you may be seated. So again, we find here, of course, Peter, you know, as sensuality and a sensual man, carnal. He was, I guess, trying to be comforting to the Lord Jesus, you know, that, oh, you'll never go through these things. Far be it from you that they would kill you and hang you on a cross and do these things as Jesus spoke to him. But Peter didn't realize, and he didn't have the understanding yet, that he was, in what he was saying, was trying to block what God wanted to take place. And just think, if it would have been blocked, where you and I would have been. And if he wouldn't have went to a cross and hung on a cross for you and I, just think where we would be. And so the Lord Jesus, he knew how important this was to do this and let this happen to himself, that he'd go to this cross and die for his own. And, you know, so he had to put a stop to it quickly. For Peter, thou art an offense. Yeah. You savorest the things that be of men, not the things of God. And we find that our Lord Jesus Christ, always it was the Word of God, and God was the center post. Always. Regardless what happened, what was going on, it always had to be the center post. It had to be Jesus Christ. It had to be the Word fulfilled. It had to be everything God promised. That it, from Genesis to Revelation, it had to happen exactly the way God intended it to happen. And everything had to be centered to that. There could be nothing let to be a distraction against it. It had to be exactly like God said it would be. you see. So I'd like to turn, let's just read another little scripture here, if you want to turn with me, the book of Luke. And let's go here to the 10th chapter, book of Luke. All right. And let's read just, I guess, 9th chapter. Let's go to 9th chapter. Can I read another couple of verses here? And about the 23rd verse. And notice again, he brings up this cross. All right. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, if you think you're going to follow me and you want to follow me, you want to do what I tell you to do. Now listen what he says. Let him deny himself. I wonder if we're able to come to that point in our life that we deny ourselves. And take up his cross daily. Not once a week, but daily. Take up our cross. And follow me. For whosoever will save his life, he says again, shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is it a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself, or be a castaway? Now you can see again the center post of attention that God requires. That everything we do in this life has to be God's way of doing it. And of course we realize that God predestinated the people to be able to do this. And you know, I spoke of the other night about that desire. I'll say again, see, God does not expect us to do this without a desire. That's why he placed inside of us the very thing that would give us that, and the very thing that is the desire. Because he knew it would not get done if he didn't put a part of himself there. The very nature of himself, his very characteristics, everything about that he is, he'd place inside, again, in a many-membered body. And by this, then, we'll say it in this way, the job would get done. Then, to that people that he did this for, his word, everything about him would be the center post in their life. You know, they would make sure everything went exactly the way God wanted it done, without any excuses, without any trying to get out of it and trying to squeeze out of it here and there, but everything would go exactly the way he wanted it to go. It'd be yielded to it. And they would, to them, he would be the most important one. He'd be the principal theme in their life. Of their talks, their walks, where they go, whatever they'd think, everything about would be centered upon him, the Word of God. Now, that may seem like a strange thing because maybe we haven't yet some experienced that. And yet, maybe even if we have, maybe we haven't gone far enough into it. And maybe we don't really realize what this first love is, as the scripture spoke of, we read. And we'll read it again. But I want to read another scripture first, that's found in the book of Philippians. Very familiar scripture. And the 3rd chapter. Philippians 3. And we'll begin to read here at 7th verse. Philippians 3 and 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Again, did you see, as we spoke about this morning, have you seen Apostle Paul's attitude and his desire once he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Everything about him, it was centered on Christ. What God wanted in his life. Everything about him was that. And you can't find a place in here that after Paul's conversion that it wasn't that. I mean, it's just everything. It's Jesus Christ. It's the Word fulfilled. It's this, it's that, and the other. And you could tell by everything he said, even as we said this morning, Galatians 2:20, I live, he said, but yet it's not I that liveth. It is Christ that liveth in me. See where the center post was? Everything about. Now, don't you think Apostle Paul had tests and trials the same as you and I? It came down to where they was getting ready to cut his head off, friends, and still remained true. And when he looked back, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. You know, he knew where he stood. He knew that Jesus Christ was that center post in his life. That's what his whole life evolved around, was Jesus Christ. Amen. If only we could really grasp that. That our whole life would evolve around the very purpose of why we've been sent here. And in a reality, express it, live it, dwell by it. The thoughts be by it. The desires live by it. Our actions go by it. The places we go by it. The decisions we make to do this, that, and the other in life goes by that, you see? But so many times and so many oftentimes, our decisions we make or the things we do in life shows that really that's not what it's all about. No. It's still we want to have our own way, but we ain't got a cross. We don't have a cross that we die daily at. To die out on what our own feelings is and what we want to do in life or what we want to accomplish in life itself. And things to us may be, and it may seem so harmless. It may be things that just seems like, well, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong to go do this. But is it exactly what God wanted for you that day in your life, that very minute in your life? That's the thing. Say, well, now he allotted me to do this, and I do this, and it's no problem. He don't care if I do that. Is it? It may be okay for their brother sitting beside of you. But are you surrendered and have taken up that cross yourself? That where is it me, Lord, you want me to do this? He may not want your brother sitting beside you to do that. Amen. No. No. He may be all right doing what he's doing. But he may have something certain thing for you that day. Are you following him? Or did you done make your plans? I'm doing this and that's settled. It's done. I've done decided. Tomorrow I'm doing this. I'm going this place and I'm going there. I'm going to take a vacation here. I'm going to do this. But is that what God wants you to do? You see? But brother, I'm entitled to a vacation. I'm just using that example. I'm entitled to a vacation too. Absolutely. But I will not go nowhere until I feel led of the Holy Spirit to go. That's me. Now, you may not do that. And you may not have to do that. Yeah. You see? But I want to have my mind, my heart set in a place. I'm here to do his will. Not my will. No. I've got things I would like to do, and I'd like to do this, that, and the other. But still, is it your will I do this, Lord? Is it the time for it, Lord? Is everything would this exactly please you, Lord? Or are we in that place where we've taken up that cross daily? And do we really seek his will in everything we do, you see? Now, we're going to talk about here in a moment, Lord willing, if I get time. Time's gone already, almost half an hour, getting close. I'm going to talk about what this first love really is. And there's no kind of a filial love on earth we can talk about that comes close to it. We can use a few examples to get our carnal minds thinking. Maybe get an inkling of what it would be. See? But a real love for Jesus Christ, what is it? You say, well, Brother Steve, the scripture said, he that loveth me will keep my commandments. Absolutely. Do you know how much word there is, though, to keep? What if it hadn't been given you the real understanding of how to keep it? And you don't pay no attention to it. Huh? You might have started out on fire for God. The day maybe the Lord filled you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and you really thought, wow, I've got her now. And you begin to run the race with excitement and joy. Yeah. And you really thought you knew where you was going. And you kept a lot of word down through the years. But did you leave that first love behind? With all these things Satan has to offer you. And boy, does he have a lot of junk to offer you. Amen. A lot of distractions. A lot of foolishness. A lot of temporal things. that's going to perish. But what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Does a man really want to serve God like that? Does he want to be, as Apostle Paul, to come to the point that, yes, my, look what he was and the position he stood with God. And yet some nagging, evil-spirited woman mocking and following behind him. All these two men, the Lord, the God, the Most High, they serve him. And yet he couldn't even rebuke that devil off of her until God told him to. Yeah. And look at the decisions we make every day and never even presented it to him. Look at the things we do in life. The things, places we go. The actions we have. And never the first time presented to God to find out what his will was. Time and time, time again. Yeah. And then by not doing so, we find ourselves oftentimes we go through the hardships and we go through problems. But you guess what? You know what? You want to guess what? Look at the many things you've caused for yourself. Amen. Because you did not seek his will. What problems did you cause for yourself? Because you didn't. What problem will you cause yourself tomorrow? Because you didn't seek his will. You thought you knew the will of God. You thought, oh, I've seen Brother George over here do this, so I know it's all right for me. But you didn't seek it for yourself. What it was. You may have seen this brother do a certain thing, and it's fine with what he done. But maybe it wasn't what God wanted for you to do. And you did it anyhow. Because you had to be like somebody else. Maybe you thought you wanted to buy something because somebody else had it. But it wasn't the will of God that you did it. And now you've got nothing but trouble. Get to where you can't make the payment on it. You've got problems come up. Was it his will? Are we really a people with that first love burning in our heart? We've kept a lot of other word. Yeah. But nevertheless, he said, I have something against you. Now think of it, friends. Again, I won't get to it all tonight, but we'll work on it. All right, I'll read this in the book of Revelation again, second chapter, just to refresh your mind to it. First verse. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works. Yeah, see, he knows our actions, our deeds, everything we do. Okay. And thy labor and thy patience. And how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not. And hast found them liars. You've done good at it. You've done these things. And hast borne and hast patience. Yeah, you've been, you've carried one another's burdens. Yeah. Prayed for each other. You felt for each other. Felt for maybe one that was going through a trial and test, and you felt for him, prayed for him, upheld him before God. Yeah. And has patience, and for my name's sake has labored. You've done things for him. You've labored for him. You've done works for him. Yeah. And has not fainted. You didn't come to the point you gave up like some did. You still stand. And after you stood some more. You see? But nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear. He says again tonight, that he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Today, as today was even a Sunday, can you prove that every decision you made today and every action that came forth from your tabernacle of flesh was Jesus Christ? Or did your tabernacle of flesh and every decision you made today prove that you had that first love? Our Lord Jesus Christ knows every heart here. I wonder if the time of Ananias and Sapphira would again approach. What would the Holy Spirit find in our life? You see? What would happen? What would we have to go through as an individual? Now, we're fine people. We're good people. Done a lot of good for the Lord. And we serve Him the best we know how. I mean, Darius wouldn't go out into a bar and drink, or go out and take drugs and abuse this world. And women sitting here and not go out and undress themselves and be naked. And you men go out and begin to use foul language and curse and say all manner of terrible things. No, you wouldn't dare do that. You love God too much, is our thoughts. But is our love what He wants it to be? Not what our love thinks it ought to be, or what our thoughts thinks love is. But is our love what He thinks or says it has to be? A first love. Something that's more important in life than anything else in life. So concerned about it that we are constantly measuring ourselves up by the Word of God, because we love Him so much. Because we know He that loveth me will keep my commandments. Is there something inside crying out, what is thy will, O God, for me this day? When the Lord Jesus Christ Himself always expressed, He come to do the will of the Father. What about us? Are we expressing that to Him? Does He see me? Does He hear me? Say, Lord, what is your will for me today? Is there something, Father, you want me to overcome? Is there something, Lord Jesus, that I'm not noticing? It's not pleasing to you. What is it, Lord? Do we love Him enough with the first love? Do we pray and we talk to Him? And we pray without ceasing? And maybe while you're walking through the yard, maybe mowing grass, washing dishes, putting the baby's diaper on, Lord Jesus, What's your will for me today? Lord, I love you in such a way, I want to be able to hear that still small voice. Woo me and lead me, Lord Jesus. Is he truly a first love? You know, I've mentioned it before, but it's something that doesn't come close to it. When a man first falls in love with that woman, why, it's always on his mind. He cannot wait to get off work to go see her. It maybe gets off at lunch and he can't wait to try to call her. When he gets home at night, he can't wait to get cleaned up and get chores done and go see her. Just constantly on his mind. Constantly. That's a filial love. Can we even begin to use that to compare to the love we should have for our Lord Jesus Christ? If we can't even be close to what a filial love would be, we're talking about the one that through him we have salvation. Through him there is saving grace. Through him there is eternal life. Through him I don't have to burn in hell, maybe for 1,000 years, and one day be consumed. Through him I have peace. Through him I have joy. Through him I have understanding. Through him I receive revelation. Through him I know exactly where I came from and where I'm going. He's not seen, but he's eternal. The physical wife, you see her. If she hasn't got eternal life, she'll one day be destroyed and you'll never see her again. That husband, if he doesn't have eternal life, will one day be destroyed and you'll never see him again. But our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our husband, Lord, he is eternal and shall be with him throughout eternity. And be with you, and you shall be with him. And he shall reveal himself to you throughout eternity. Oh, what a true love there ought to be in our hearts. Now we're talking about true worship. But without the Holy Spirit, you will never experience that. You will never experience this first love to start with. But can these things of life distract you? To take away that first love, that excitement you once had when he once filled you with the Holy Spirit? And you've seen your life begin to change so drastically and so quickly. It was just so exciting. It was so exciting to come to church. You couldn't wait to hear what the preacher had to say. You couldn't wait to come and worship him and praise him and to lift your hands and glorify him. You couldn't wait. But I have somewhat against thee. Thou hast left thy first love. The only way back is repentance. Quickly repent. Or one day you'll be barren. Barren of shepherds. You'll have no one. Like some churches now have no one. They have men they've placed in with themselves. They know nothing about the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And now, it's nothing but barren land, desolate land, void of the Spirit. But what will we do as a people? Can we repent and go back to that first love? Only by the grace of God can you return back to that point of origin. Pentecost, the baptism of the Holy Spirit in your life in its fullness. See? I'll repeat this again, but my time's over with already. Then if he is that, Hebrews 13:8, he said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he is that, then he should be the principal theme of our talking, our thinking, our singing, our walks. He should be the principal theme of our life. If he's the principal theme of the Bible, and the Bible's in us, then he should be the principal theme of everything that we do and say or think. It should be Christ. You ask, is that right? And the congregation says, amen. I trust we can say amen. I don't know where they're going or not. Are we getting anywhere? Is people receiving? Is their hearts really longing for it? Do they desire to have this walk? Do they want this? Or they're just listening to some preacher up there behind the pulpit talking? Or is it real and it's a longing they have in their heart to be what that preacher is talking about in the Word? You see, saints, we cannot say these things unless it's been revealed. If it's revealed to you, the picture becomes so clear. It becomes so real and alive. Our Lord Jesus Christ is here to help you to find this place with him if you will listen to his word. He is here to lift us up because we have become weak. Yes. But he's here to lift us up. If you have desire to want to be lifted up, or do we sit there already knowing everything? I already know that. I've read that church age book, and Christ's mystery revealed the same as you have, brother. But did you get it? Is it a revelation to you? Is he really the first love in your heart, your life? That's all you think about. Everything else in life just falls in place and comes as it will. Yeah. Jesus even come to the point, remember? He that can't hate father and mother, brother and sister, for my sake, is not worthy. Not worthy to be mine. When they come to him, and Jesus used the little illustrations, the man said, I've bought all these oxen. I want to prove them. And he already bidded them to come. Come. Follow me. But yet he had an excuse. What kind of excuses do we have when the Holy Spirit is bidding us to come and to do what he said in his word? He gives us His Word. He tells us exactly what He wants. And yet we make an excuse. Lord, I can't make it. I can't make that appointment. I've got something I want to do. I got something I want to do in life. You know? I can't come right now. What excuse do you have? Did you buy some land? And you need to go check it out when He asks you to come? Now, I'm not going because I'm going on vacation. I don't care what you say. I'm going on vacation. Yeah. And He may be bidding you as a personal individual with Him to take that vacation and pray and seek Him with all that is in you. But you done made up your mind, you're going to do what you want to do. What shall man give in exchange for his soul? I don't think God expects us to do that. He may for you. But can you hear Him? Huh? We may take a job. Well, this job's going to be exactly what I want to do. But did you consult Him? You remember how the children of Israel got themselves in trouble so many times because they didn't consult the prophets? Was the word for that time. But they done it anyhow. And dearly did they pay. Didn't David dearly pay? Because he didn't consult the prophet, the word of God. But he done what he wanted to do. But we forget about all these types and shadows. And we think, oh, don't apply to me today. Friends, I'm going to tell you what, that word of God applies to our every individual life. Amen. And every decision must be what God wants it to be. And as I said again, I'll say it again. What it is for the brother sitting beside you may not be for you. He may not be telling the brother sitting beside you that I want this, I want that. But he may be telling you, this is what I want out of you. Now how much do you love Him? But are we going to give it that excuse? Well, God don't expect. He expects us to be able to do this. He expects us to be able to do that. Does He for you at that time? And every decision we make in life. Do we go to town and get groceries just because it's Friday and that's my normal time to go? Or when we get up that morning and say, Lord, this is the day I'm planning on getting groceries, but is there anything you'd like me to do? Anything, Lord, because I love You first. And I want to do what You want me to do. Now, you may think those situations in life don't apply to this. I'm going to tell you what, every decision and situation in life applies to Christ living in your life. Amen. Are you going to be a prisoner with a first love? Or are you going to not take up that cross and die in sin? God sent you here for a purpose. And that's to have the preeminence of you. That you don't move unless He says, okay. Isn't He Lord and Master? What is Lord? Your ruler. Yeah. Is He your ruler? Or your own ruler? Is that what you are? You do what you want to do. And oh, we'll make all kinds of decisions, and we don't realize what's down the road of how that's going to bring a reproach on Him. Yeah. But we think what decision we made, that's going to be fine. It's okay if I do this. It's okay I go here. It's okay I take my kids and do this, this, that, and the other. But is that exactly what God said to do? Huh? Friends, we could dwell on this for a long time. But by the time this is over with, I trust you will see how serious it is. You don't belong to yourself. Amen. Know ye not that ye are a temple of the Holy Ghost? You are not your own. You have been bought with a price. You're not here to do your own will. You're not here to just go whenever you want to go. You're not here to decide what you want to decide. You are here that God can have the preeminence of your life. As I speak, I wonder if there's anybody that sits there that has something on the inside saying, that's what I want. That's what I want. That's what it's got to be. I want it in my life. Few there shall be that wants to surrender like that in reality. Few there'll be. Because you can't do what you want to do. But Steve, I'll go and get groceries anytime I want to. Sure, the goats will. But a lamb will be led to slaughter. Yeah. And they know they're there to live for Jesus Christ. That's what their whole breath is coming out of their mouth is for. For Jesus Christ. For him to live. For him to express. Now, brother, you're going into fanaticism, am I? Or you just can't see it. I can prove to you by the word of God what I've been saying is exactly what God wants.
Amen.
100%. If only we have eyes to see and we can understand what the Spirit will say unto the church. The called out ones. Election. God help every one of us, including me. We are not here to live and do what we want to do. Remember that, saints? You young people sit there. You're not sitting there for the purpose for you to become what you want to become. You're sitting there to become what he wants you to be. Yeah. If he wants you to call you to preach the gospel, you will. And if he has called you, you will yield. He may have called you to be a woman to live for him and to never have a husband. Never. Are you willing to submit? Are you going to be like a lot of these other young ladies in this message? Just as long as they get a man, they don't care what it is. And they'll go out and have relationships before they're even married because they want their own way. Is that what you're going to want? You're not here for that. You are here to live for Jesus Christ. For what you see is temporal. But look to that which is unseen. It is eternal. God, please help us all to find the will of God in our lives. Let it be. Amen. Won't you sisters come to the instruments, please? Amen. Precious Lord Jesus, amen. To me, he is so wonderful. Is he to you? Is he so wonderful? Is he precious to you? Just to hear him mention his word? Is our love so great that it's, yes, Lord, let it be unto me according to thy will, O God? You see? Is his least will our greatest command? Watch a good wife. If that husband ever just mentions something that he desires or the way he wants it, she will do all that's in herself and her power to do that to please him because she really loves him. Yes. Magnify that by thousands of times. That whatever he wants, Saints, can't we see that the prophet's life was centered upon that? To listen to what God wanted the next step to be. The very next step. Do we live like that? Do we get our day all planned up? I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this. But the scripture even tells us, if the Lord will, I shall do this. If the Lord will, I shall do that. If he shall tarry, and if I live, I shall do this, I shall do that. Because the center post is Jesus Christ. When you begin to get the revelation of it, friends, you'll see all these scriptures as in any other revelation. It'll all gel together and you'll see the picture. You'll see it. Everywhere you look, it's there. Because it's been revealed. Once again, the Bible becomes a new Bible. It becomes real. Oh, Lord Jesus, how we need you, Lord. We need you greatly. Amen. Let's all stand. With our heads bowed. Gracious Heavenly Father, I'm asking you to hear my prayer now. I bring it, Lord, through the blood. Everything's clean. Everything's right. I'm asking, Lord, that you'll give us all a special touch, a special blessing. And you know, Lord, what we all need. And I sure don't want to leave myself out. Lord, I'll take everything you give me. I need you, Lord. I want to be one of these individuals, Lord, that'll walk the way you want me to walk. I want to be one that'll meet that paragraph in Christ, the mystery of God revealed. That truly you would be the principal theme, the most and greatest in importance of my walks, my talks, my thinking, everything, Lord Jesus. Now I know, Lord, that you know every one of us that's standing here tonight. You already know what's inside of us. You already know what you gave each one. You know the hearts and the thoughts of the ones, Lord, that they want this with all that's in them. They've heard these few words of exhortation, and Lord, it's something about it that's crying out in their heart. This closer walk with you. To truly express this, you being our first love in our life. I'm asking, Lord Jesus, that you reach down now and meet the need in our lives. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate you. I'm asking now, Lord, that you go with each one of us. And truly, may we keep thee always before us, that we sin not against thee. That, Lord, you will be brought up in every subject in our life. Every decision we begin to make or try to make, help us, Lord, to be the people that will consult you and consult your word, Lord, to make sure that's what you want in our life. Oh, grant it, Lord Jesus. Make it real to us. Only you can do that. So we appreciate you now. So thankful again for all that you're doing for us. May, Lord, this little place be a light that shines. And declare to this nation that you are alive. Oh, you're so alive. We thank you, Lord. Bless these young people now, Lord. Oh, God, I once was young. I remember a time in my life where something about it, I was always seeking you. I always wanted you to be real in my life. I always wanted to be forgiven of my sins. And I wanted to be a person that had this peace and joy in my heart. I wanted to know more about you. And Lord, one day you begin to feel that place in my heart. Trust, Lord, that every young person that stands here tonight with me, they have that kind of hunger, Lord. They have a deep calling to the deep. And your prophet said, if there's a deep calling to the deep, there has to be something there to respond to that call. It's down inside. Asking, Lord Jesus, feel that call. Fill it up, Lord Jesus. We've sung the song many times. Here's my cup. Fill it up. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Oh, grant it, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord. I love these people. I don't want to see one lost. I want them to be just what you want them to be, Lord. Bless them mightily. Give them their heart's desires. We ask all these things in your glorious, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So be it, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. That little song she's playing, that our brother sang, let's try to sing that again together. You'll have to help me because I don't know it well enough. Amen. We come to worship you. I think that's how it goes. Was you able to hear it, brothers, what she was playing? What was you playing there, sister? What's the name of it, you know? Oh, Panteth at Water Brooks. Okay, I thought she was playing another one. Let's sing that one. As the heart panteth after water brooks, so doth my soul thirst for thee. Amen. Help me out. Amen. You yes. Come on up, Brother Josh. Please do. Desire and I come to worship you. Desire and we come to worship you. As over the water brooks, I soar after me. Desire and I come worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you does my spirit yield. You the other so much more.
Jesus Christ bless you and keep you.